All right, welcome back. We go to the track on a lovely Thursday. Jeff Money Taylor joining us.
Good morning, Justin.
Hello, sir. How are you?
I am good. Nothing good exact wouldn't cure, I always say.
Have you seen anybody in Western Kentucky or Middle Tennessee garb yet?
No, but ULM is in the house, I understand.
The so, British?
Louisiana Monroe.
The British are coming, or somebody from Louisiana, yes, one of the two.
Yes, it is that week. We'll be on her, and I think maybe the guys today, girls tomorrow, something like that. But, yeah, I think the fifth race is the ULM Warhawks, those dreaded ULM Warhawks that started that dreadful erosion of the lost Razorback season.
Yeah, that's right. I've already forgotten about that. My gosh.
A lot of people wish they had,
yeah.
Trust me.
Well, I want to talk about the Kentucky Derby hopefuls at this point, too, after we get done with our picks for today, if you got a few minutes. But
sure.
Let's get into it. It is going to be a busy day at Oaklawn, as always, of course, Arkansas Car Stereo bringing you Jeff Money Taylor's picks. Check out the Clifford Smart Start. Start and track your vehicle from your smartphone, backup cameras, backup sensors, again, at Arkansas Car Stereo. Car stereos are just the tip of the iceberg. Price, value, and warranty, all from the pros at Arkansas Car Stereo. South University in Little Rock, 501-562-0064. All right, my man, what do we got today?
Well, kind of a challenging card, but we're going to do our best maybe to smoke out a winner or two for our listeners. The opener, we start things off this week with a maiden claiming $40,000 event going short. And I like number five in here, True Inspiration. I think this is an absolute overlay or underlay, however you wish to do it. If the glass is half full or half empty, I don't really know. But 4-1 would be a terrific price on True Inspiration in the opener today. New barn this afternoon, Chris Hartman's great off the claim. Back going one turn, more importantly, for True Inspiration. Ran a very good second to a nice filly called Cruzette that was in this one's first start of the year. And Cruzette came back and actually looked very good again and went in against some allowance company types. So certainly True Inspiration, I think, has this group over a barrel class-wise, and 4-1 would be a great way to start the afternoon. Second race, number two, Mara Farrell's Reward is the top pick. Another one kind of exiting a key race, Inca Miss, who beat this one last time out by about 6 3/4 lengths, came back and won a very solid starter allowance race. So kind of going for some company lines here with our double numbers this afternoon. Those are 5 and 2. 5 and 2. Our double numbers. Eighth race, all eyes were going to be on number two, Jan's Perfect Star, a very high, highly regarded Arkansas bred who cruised by a dozen lengths in her opener here on Feb 7. She has been scratched, so a very crucial scratch there for the heavy favorite. I think the full horse Apropos will inherit that role now, and I think probably a wise choice by the public. Keeneland Maiden winner back last fall. Al Stahl Jr. is taking his time and getting his filly back to the races, and she looks like she could be any kind. There is some other speed in there, but not her kind, so I'm going to go with number four, Apropos, in our featured eighth race of the afternoon. Our Buzz Longshot goes back in the fifth of the day. Part of the entry out, Abel Mastrada has been scratched, which leaves the 1A bored to death, and I think that's only going to mean a little better price for us. 5-1 in the morning line, but the fact that they scratch half the entry, I think, ensures us a little better value. Third start off the layoff, the board of death, an improving sort, ridden by Annie Martin this afternoon. And I think he'll give a very good account of himself. That's board of death, number one for betting purposes, and that is the fifth of the afternoon.
All right, a little surprise in the Carousel Stakes over the weekend with some of the top 3-year-olds. We've been talking a lot about Titletown 5, and Titletown 5 rolls in and gets knocked off in an upset on our feature race last Saturday.
Yeah, and as anticipated, not by everyone, but certainly from this corner, not to boast, but I thought the horse would be too fresh, and obviously he was. Really wasn't rateable the first quarter of a mile. I was more impressed with the way he finished. He had every opportunity to kind of chunk in the tile, and while he wasn't up to the task of defeating the winner that day, he did finish, I thought, a game second. Kind of dug in for that position late. I think he'll get nothing but better with the additional real estate of 2 turns, and while the Rebel turnaround looks a little quick for him, you might see him entertain in maybe a couple of other spots, not here at Oaklawn necessarily, but the way the timing shakes out, you may see Titletown 5 back in action, certainly sooner than the Arkansas Derby since he doesn't have any qualifying points. But again, the big issue is the mile and a quarter distance the first Saturday in May. 6 furlongs in mid-April or 1st of March is really not going to be an issue, I think, for them looking forward to his Derby chances. Interesting situation, though, certainly.
Well, this weekend we got the Grade 3 Razorback Handicap. That's for older horses. We've also got the ladies in a feature race as well this weekend, right?
Yes, the Honeybee. I think the first 4 finishers out of the Washington are going back in the Honeybee on Saturday. One of 2 stakes races on the day. As you mentioned, also the Razorback slated for that afternoon. Flashy Gray is going to be getting most of the attention
in there. Hall of Famer Mike Smith in the ride for Bill Mott. Very solid rider-trainer combination, I have to say, the very least. Flashy Gray has not been in action, but one time this year, it was ultra-impressive maiden score down at Gulfstream as a heavy favorite. She'll be the favorite in the Honeybee, but it looks like she deserves that role.
Jeff, real quick, and we'll talk more about this on Saturday. Again, I want to remind everybody, a special one-hour edition of Oakland Race Day for those who are going down to enjoy the Sun Belt festivities this weekend in Hot Springs. Be looking for some bonus picks because, well, we'll have an hour to fill, so we'll probably get to some of those. But I do want to take a look at some of the Kentucky Derby top 20 here, and I got a thing from the Daily Racing Form on some of the top horses. Verrazano is their number one horse right now, but there are a few others that you could certainly catch at Oakland. They had Super 99. Up in the mix as well as a I guess in the futures at 12-1 maybe
so.
Yeah,
it was a separate name to this, right? He looked obviously very impressive in Wire in the Southwest, and it now appears that he'll be back for the Rebel. Bob
Backwood
has kind of been playing his cards a little close to the vest, as you might expect, since there's so much juggling going on for all these points that are at stake. But Tampa Bay Derby is also this coming Saturday. That will answer a few questions from down there in South Florida. Todd Fletcher, obviously well represented again. He has so many that we'll see him, I think, in the Rebel with one, maybe two colts of those of his barn. So, again, the questions are starting to line up now as far as who are the serious contenders versus the pretenders. And the races, not the least of which will be the Rebel here in a couple of weeks, will answer a lot of those questions for us.
All right, well, Jeff, I appreciate it. Look forward to being with you for an hour, extended version of Oakland Race Day on Saturday down at Oakland. Should be a lot of fun. And I appreciate you coming on today. I look forward to seeing you coming up on Saturday.
Very good, Justin. Yes, come on, make a day for us, for everyone down at the track. Got Donald Oak on our show. And then
35, what's the 35 daily double?
Joe Klein wants a piece of the 35 daily double. What do you think?
How are we looking for that today?
the three horse will be a favorite. It's Chewy's here. That's the favorite in the first. And the second, maybe a little bit more of a surprise, but that's Flashy Ray, which is also a 2-1 in the morning line, so maybe not such a short.
It's a good pick.
$25 double, if that hits.
All right. Well, we're starting to lose you here, Jeff, but we appreciate it. We'll visit with you again on Saturday.